website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board with us as we face the issues. Joining in the dialogue and discussion is always our delight to have you to do so. We look forward to that today. We're looking forward to your dialogue and discussion as we discuss the issue. We're going to be talking about a number of things today, but one of the primary things that we will touch on, boycott or not to boycott. Is it right for Christians to boycott? Should conservatives and Christians take a stand, let the voices be heard? Should we say no to the loose lax lost liberals in the modern era of woke culture, where they're pushing the progressive movement as well as the sodomite LGBTQ agenda? Should we just simply sit in silence? Should we celebrate it? Should we embrace it? Or should we stand and in unison and say enough is enough? We'll be talking about that, among other things, today. But ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. God's Word says, with the Lord Jesus speaking, Matthew 12 and verse 26, He says that a divided nation cannot stand. My question to you, do you see America as a divided nation? Is America divided morally, ethically, spiritually? Is America divided economically, socially, politically? And the answer to that question is absolutely unequivocally, yes. So the question is, if Jesus Christ Himself said, a nation divided cannot stand, can we stand as a nation today? Can we remain as a constitutional republic with a representative form of government? Is there something in the future for America that we do not see today based on the judgment of God as a result of what America is doing today? Let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. I call it the truth book, John 8:31-32. The Lord Jesus, speaking to His disciples, said, if you continue in My Word, then you're My disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made, Thy word is truth. Then in Psalms 117 and in verse 2, the scripture says, The truth of the Lord endures forever. So, ladies and gentlemen, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God is not here today and gone tomorrow. It's not a fluid book where, based on the change of culture, that we're to change the Word of God. There are those today that believe that's the case. In fact, there are those today that suggest that if a Christian, a pastor, is unwilling to change and modulate the words in the scripture, that we're not up with modern times. I watched an interview the other evening on television on YouTube, but I watched it that way. The question was being asked to one preacher, is shouldn't we look at it on the basis that culture has changed and that book called the Bible is thousands of years old, and the culture that is so dramatically different today, shouldn't there be a different vantage point, viewpoint, interpretation of what the Scripture says other than what we've done for years? Ladies and gentlemen, that's simply not the case at all. Our Bible, just as our Constitution, is a fixed book, ought not to be modulated, changed, modernized, or corrected in any fashion because of what society and culture may think, say, or do. Goes back to truth. It was the secularist George Orwell that said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more we'll hate those who speak it. We see that taking place today. But ladies and gentlemen, I find it unfortunate but true with what we see taking place in society today, where multitudes are rejecting the truth, taking a stand against truth, and saying that truth ought not to be truth. In fact, it was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint made a statement a number of years, in fact, about 2 years, 3 years ago now. He made the statement, said that America's decline is linked to the death of truth. And he went on to say, among other things, the truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization, and Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible. And the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation. Therein lies the truth of the matter. And yet we find, according to the latest survey, 55% of the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, contend that each person determines their own version of truth. And may I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, there's not but one truth. And let's go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus made a powerful statement that I've embraced for a number of years. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And that's my challenge to you, our listeners, each and every day. My challenge is to listen to the truth, learn the truth. You will not find the truth on the Communist Network News. No longer can you find truth on Fox News. No longer can you find truth in what is being said and done on most of the Marxist media accounts today. Media today is no longer reporting the news. They're giving their biased view of the news rather than allowing we the people to determine what we're going to say, think, or do based on the news events. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a gigantic benchmark, 165-foot flagpole with the U.S. flag Old Glory flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. Base that flagpole, you find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does, placing in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, in just a moment, we're going to have a brief monologue, and after the brief monologue, we're going to introduce you to a very special guest today. We're going to be having some dialogue and discussion on a variety of issues, but we're going to start out with the question, should Christians and conservatives, should we the people boycott, take a stand against what is taking place in America today? We're divided as a culture. We're divided economically today. We're divided politically. And Jesus says a divided nation cannot stand. Divided house cannot stand. We see almost all of our major companies today, ladies and gentlemen, bowing to the ungodly, unholy, rainbow mafia. Now listen, I've used the rainbow mafia term recently several times. The term rainbow mafia I did not coin. I did not realize at the time I determined to use that title. Rainbow mafia is actually the title, the name of a newsletter that's put out by the Sodomite Foundation, where they mail out the strategy and the attempts and the approach they're going to take to sexualize, groom, weaponize our kids and recruit them into the perverted pedophile lifestyle that we find taking place today across our nation. But the Rainbow Mafia, Americans are bombarded today with the LGBTQ agenda. The question is, what should Christians do? How should we respond? By the way, it's my personal opinion that Christians should speak loudly and say, no, no, no. We should say, no, we're not spending God's money that's in our pockets at places like Target, places like Walmart, places like Kohl's department store, places like Disney, or any Disney movie or any Disney product. I believe that we have a tool, a weapon, as Christians that can be utilized to get the attention of these woke cultural commercial entities today, as never before. Today's news that the head of the FBI, the director of the FBI, Christopher Wray has been embracing the LGBTQ sodomite lifestyle. I did not know that. He had attempted to do so back in 2021 and immediately shut down the charade when he got some blowback from it. Looking at an article that says, what the devil? Question mark. FBI director teams up with the Pentagram wearing LGBTQ star, and it gives the name of the one of the LGBTQ radicals given power by Joe Biden, being named deputy coordinator of the national monkeypox response. By the way, the date of this article, June the 7th, so it's new. His reputation as an LGBTQ promoter and his affinity for Satanist emblems already well established before being given the federal assignment. He's been on the cutting edge, appearing at times in leather belt for a pride parade and sporting a pentagram. Now he's been partnering with FBI Chief Christopher Wray to teach the FBI employees about the Bureau's Pride Month in an event that offered credit toward mandatory training. Just the News reported Bureau workers are offered training credit for listening to the activist known for his pentagram tattoo and pentagram-shaped leather harnesses. It was billed as a product of the FBI Office of Diversity, Inclusion, and an event that promoted as being led by Christopher Wray. And it goes on to talk about Christopher Wray wearing the pin that shows the pentagram as well as the LGBTQ flag that he is now using as his sporting it, if you will, to say to the FBI and all of the agents therein that it's okay. That's what we need to do. Ladies and gentlemen, when we're dealing with a society that's got 3 to 5% that identifies the sodomites and the LGBTQ agenda and community in America, why do we then push every bureau and every state department and every department in federal government to embrace and to celebrate Sodomite Month? The Rainbow Mafia. By the way, the mafia of yesteryear, Italian mafia, et cetera, as they were known, they would intimidate and they would collect funds from companies to force them to submit, or they would burn the business and destroy the clientele. We're finding the same approach with the Rainbow Mafia today. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that says, move over, America. Move over, American flag. Now, U.S. troops salute the rainbow flag. United States Air Force is celebrating the LGBTQ Pride Month with a serviceman saluting the activist, homosexual, bisexual, transsexual, transgender, queer rainbow flag. The Air Force published a Twitter Wednesday reading, June is Pride Month. The Department of the Air Force proudly recognizes and celebrates generations of LGBTQ plus service members and their contribution to the Air Force and the Space Force. As an Air Force veteran, this is a pathetic, embarrassing situation. You should focus on winning wars and not social political issues, one writer said. It's disgusting. The Twitter is part of an unprecedented official United States military campaign to celebrate LGBTQ pride as the Commander-in-Chief Joe Biden overall leftist diversity formula. The Pentagon has chosen to honor a radical homosexual activist as the symbol of this year's Pride activities. The activist who was molested by a homosexual predator himself as a young teenage boy went on to enter into and live in a sexual relationship with a 16 and 17-year-old boy when he was in his 30s. And the article goes on with the garbage about that individual's background. The name is here. I'm not called the name. You don't want to give credit on the air. But ladies and gentlemen, we're in a debauched society today where the mindset is that we as Christians, we as conservatives, need to simply submit, surrender our moral, ethical, biblical, and constitutional values to this agenda today that's permeating society. I'm concerned of where we're going, and I pray that you are. Let me remind you, lest I forget it, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. We're delighted to have you join the dialogue and discussion with some of the things we'll talk about today in this broadcast. We have as our special guest today a friend of mine, and I pray of yours, one that's knowledgeable in many of, if not most, of these areas. It's always my delight, always my joy, to have with us Congressman Mike Hill. Congressman Hill is the former representative for District 1 in the state of Florida in the Florida House. Congressman Hill, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us today. Looking forward to our dialogue and discussion about some very pertinent, important issues today.
Dr. Youngblood, thank you so much for having me on your show. It is always an honor and a pleasure.
Well, it's an honor for us to have you and to know that you are so busy and yet take time to join us on the air. It's always my prayer that it will be a blessing and encouragement and edifying to our listeners when you and I have the privilege of having a discussion about these events. Tell me, Congressman, just off the top of your head, and I have pondered this now for some time, and just recently on the broadcast I had someone to call and wanted to know, this was his question, wanted to know if it was the loving thing to do, if we're properly showing love as Christians to the LGBTQ agenda community, is it proper for us to say that we're going to boycott, not spend our money? Does that show hate or love was the question that this caller had. And I'm concerned that some might think that somehow, some way, if we take a stand as Christians, that it shows hate and not love. How do you respond to what you see, we see, that we know is taking place in America with this LGBTQ agenda that's so desperately wanted and pushed from the top down, from the Oval Office down through all of the corridors of the governmental agencies? What are your thoughts? How do you stand? How do you stand about that issue in general? How do you stand? What are your thoughts about, should we boycott or not? Go into some detail for our listeners to understand what we need to do as Christians.
Well, my first response is yes, we do need to boycott, Dr. Youngblood. And I want to clarify this notion that a lot of Christians have, is that we're not supposed to hate, that Christians are supposed to be loving, milquetoast pushovers who are weak and easily malleable. And that's not true. If you read Proverbs 8:13, states very clearly in the King James Version, and I'll read it, Dr. Youngblood.
Do that.
It says, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil.
Mm.
It uses the word hate. The fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord means that you have awe and reverence for His majesty, for the Lord God Almighty, for the Creator of heaven and earth. You're awestruck by Him. When you think and reflect on Him, you recognize that we can't even be in His presence without His permission. That's what the fear of the Lord means. And it says the fear of the Lord, when you have reverence for God, it is to hate evil. And then it goes on to define what that evil is. Proverbs 8:13 calls evil pride. And Dr. Youngblood, we have an entire month of the Sodomites, saying they are proud of their lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And Proverbs tells us to hate that, to hate pride. So the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. And it lists first pride, and then second, arrogancy. How arrogant are we seeing this Sodomite culture right now that is going around demanding that you not only accept them, that you not only allow them to infringe upon your space, but that you are to participate with them. And we see it everywhere, Dr. Youngblood. You can't turn on the TV on any channel without seeing it being pushed in your face some sort of way, and their arrogancy. And then it goes on to state another thing, that the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. It hates pride, it hates arrogancy, and it hates the evil way.
Mm-hmm.
What is the evil way? It's shedding of innocent blood. And we see that where how they are so determined to murder the preborn in the womb. That is an evil way, to shed innocent blood, to kill someone for no cause. That is an evil way to use, and it goes on to say, a forward mouth. What do we mean by a forward mouth? That is a perverse mouth, where you see coming out of it all these curse words all the time. A lot of the young people today can't seem to complete a paragraph, even a sentence, without throwing out the F-bomb some kind of way. And they think that that makes them an adult. Instead, that is evil. God calls it evil. It's a forward mouth. So I'll read the entire verse, Proverbs 8:13. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, and arrogancy, and the evil way, and a forward mouth do I hate. God says he hates it. And if we fear God, we hate it also. So this idea that we are not to hate anything is wrong, Dr. Youngblood. We are to hate the evil way. We are to hate pride. And what we are seeing being thrown in our face today, demanding that we participate, is evil. God hates it. I hate it. And I know you do too, Dr. Youngblood. And any Absolutely. Christian should hate it also. So that means, yes, we boycott their evil ways. Yes, we boycott those businesses who are trying to get us to participate in that Sodomite community. Throw it out from you. Do not participate in any kind of way at all. Do not spend your money there. And what we are seeing, Dr. Youngblood, is it is working. We're seeing Bud Light. Its sales are tanking. They're losing tens of billions of dollars. That's a lot of money. The same with Target. They are losing a lot of money. And I understand that other companies are stupid enough to try and join in, such as Kohl's and even Walmart, and they're losing money because of it. And that is what we should do. We should not, as Christians, participate in their evil ways. Instead, we should hate it and boycott it and not be a part of it.
Absolutely. Well spoken. And Congressman, we're going to talk further about that, because I'm looking at an article that says more religious groups attending pride events this year than ever before. Hang on to that thought for a moment. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go with your question or comment, please.
Gentlemen, how are you today?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing great. I fully concur with both of you there. We should not buy, participate, or acknowledge. Ephesians 5:11 clearly states, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. And 12 goes on and says, for it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. The whole chapter of Ephesians 5 tells you to walk in the spirit of Jesus Christ, and to avoid those that are not in the spirit and their works thereof. And Congressman Hill's remarks are right on in Proverbs. It's all throughout the Bible. You don't have to look very far to find it.
Absolutely. Well stated, Jim. And one of the things that I find so frightening, if you want to use that term, is that many of these companies, businesses, are submitting because of the extortion from the Rainbow Mafia. The Rainbow Mafia literally extorting these businesses. They have a scale, 1 to 10, that they rate the companies on. The companies are setting up departments of equity, departments of equality, and funding it by the hundreds of millions of dollars for them then to be able to give those dollars to the extortioners called the Rainbow Mafia in order to be protected by them. It's nothing less than businesses paying protection money so that the Rainbow Mafia will not come in and try to undermine, tear down, and destroy their businesses. So I have great concern for our companies, major corporate entities, and boards that are doing that, and yet at the same time, they're doing it knowingly and willingly and spitting in the face of God, number one, and slapping the face of the Christian conservatives that otherwise would shop with them. So I can say, as Congressman Hill has said so eloquently and spot on, I can say also that I believe that we need to say no to any of these companies. By the way, the question has been asked to me, well, most of these companies are participating in that, so did we just stop shopping with any of them and all of them? I can't say that definitively, but if they're pushing it, promoting it, displaying it, and putting it in your face, I say yes, do not shop there. Find another place to shop. Don't spend God's money there. So, Jim, thank you so much for your call and for your input. Spot on with that. Keep on keeping on. God bless you, and have a good day. I believe we have Alan on the line. Alan, go over to question or comment, please.
Hey, Dr. Youngblood. Hey, Congressman. I just wanted to say that, yes, I agree with you guys. And, you know, I have a small ministry that that witnesses to youth, and they constantly like to joke about the homosexual lifestyle and stuff. And they ask me, and they're like, well, what, do you hate homosexual people? I said, no, it's not that I don't hate them. I hate the sin. And I think that's kind of maybe sums it up. I mean, in my opinion, like, these people that are involved in that, you know, can pray for them and stuff like that because they're lost. And the further they get into it and the more that they indulge in it, I think it's in Hebrews, is it 6:13? It is impossible for those who have once been enlightened to have tasted the heavenly gift, if they should fall away, to be brought back to repentance, because it, to them is crucifying the Son of God all over again. And I didn't, for a long time, I didn't know what that verse meant. And until, like, I guess God gave me some wisdom, and maybe Dr. Youngblood, you can help clarify it. To me, it means that, like, if you continue more in your sin and keep going, and you constantly reject, and, like, you've heard the word of God and shared in the goodness of it, but then you turn away and you go back and you keep going away, that your heart will become much harder. And that's what I feel is what.
Absolutely. Alan, I'll jump in for just a moment and say this. In all of the Hebrews chapter 6, it's a misunderstood, misinterpreted text. It's been bounded about in many ways down through the years. The centrality of that entire chapter is dealing with the fact that once you're saved, it's an impossibility to be lost. The Apostle Paul is using some very clear hypothetical illustrations to prove the point that once you've truly been blood-bought, Bible-saved, born again, it's an impossibility to ever be lost again. But yes, in fact, the Scripture is very clear in other places. We need to come out from among them and be ye separate. The Scripture is very, very clear that we're to flee anything that is, the Apostle Paul said, anything that even looks as though it would be evil. There's a need today for Christians, conservatives, and you're, and God bless you for working with youth, because that is a major, major need today to get the young people to recognize that the Scripture is unalterable, unchangeable, and we need to let God's Word speak and be the final authority on what we're saying and doing. Alan, thank you so much for your call today, and God bless you. Yes, Congressman Hill, we're going to take about a 1 minute top of the hour news break, and then we'll be right back. I want you to keep in mind, though, the headline that I just read: more religious groups attending pride events this year than ever before. I want you to, we'll comment after the news break. Why are Christian organizations and churches and pastors embracing this lifestyle? Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
This is an SRN News special report, The Passing of Pat Robertson. I'm Rich Thomason. The word came this morning from his longtime home base of Virginia Beach, Virginia. Iconic Christian broadcaster Pat Robertson has died.
He had an enormous impact on both religion and politics. After establishing the far-reaching Christian Broadcasting Network and its flagship program, the 700 Club, Robertson ran for president in 1988. He later founded the Christian Coalition, which helped cement the Republican Party's enduring alliance with evangelical Christian voters. Robertson also built the American Center for Law and Justice and Regent University.
Correspondent Jeremy House, from a memorial page on the CBN website, a passage from the Book of Romans. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. This has been an SRN News special report. I'm Rich Thomason.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on two stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted to have you joining us today. And let me remind you once again, lest I forget it, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. If you'd like to join in the dialogue and discussion, we'd love to hear from you today. We're talking with Congressman Mike Hill. Congressman Hill is the former representative for District 1 in the state of Florida in the Florida House. We're delighted the Congressman could take time to be with us today. Congressman Hill, we were talking before the news break about a headline, "More Religious Groups Attending Pride Events This Year Than Ever." This article reads in part, "Despite growing backlash against the Pride movement in 2023, there's been a noticeable increase in religious groups showing public support for homosexuality, transgenderism, and other aspects of the LGBTQ agenda. According to the National Public Radio, the rise in ostensibly religious groups supporting support for Pride is due to a nationwide initiative called Faith for Pride, run by the far-left group Interfaith Alliance. The group consists of multiple religions and denominations, including Christians, Jews, Muslims, Hindus, and others. Quote, "We're not going to let this happen to our LGBTQ siblings," said Baptist minister Paul Rauschenbusch, president of the Interfaith Alliance. Not on our watch, we're not. We need to organize." And the article goes for a three-page article on that. What in the world, maybe this is an elementary, rudimentary question, what in the world would cause a Christian, if they're truly saved, to embrace what God has condemned? What are your thoughts on that? And Congressman, if you would speak to our listeners that are some Christian conservatives and patriots, speak to our listeners about the danger of being in a church where that is advocated, where that is embraced, where that is celebrated. What should our listeners do? How should they respond?
Dr. Youngblood, throughout the Christian history, once the church began, there have always been apostates. There have always been those who pervert the faith, always. So this is nothing new. And what we are seeing right now, first of all, I don't believe the headline saying that more than ever are embracing the LGBTQ lifestyle. Now, it might be more than last year, but it's not a significant majority. And if you are in a church that preaches acceptance of the LGBTQ lifestyle, you need to leave that church right away.
Amen.
Because it is an apostate church. It is preaching heresy and blasphemy. God calls homosexuality an abomination. Mm-hmm. God calls it that. So don't argue with me about it. You argue with God.
That's right.
He calls it an abomination. He says, you do things that I don't even think of. So that's how perverted the human heart can be, is that it comes up with these thoughts, these ideas, with these actions that God says, I haven't even thought of that. It's horrible what they are doing, and it is insatiable, Dr. Youngblood. They don't stop. Once they get you to accept and participate in their blasphemy and their heresy, then they continue. Now they're talking about having relations with those of the same sex. Now they're extending that, saying with children, pedophilia. Mm-hmm. And then what comes next? Bestiality. And that's not new either. We've seen that in our past too. And the only answer to that, Dr. Youngblood, is not to embrace it, not to accept it, not to put your arms around them and say, we love you. The answer is you need to repent.
Amen.
And accept Jesus, who will save you from this. So embracing them, you're not helping them at all. You are helping them go straight to hell. What you need to do instead is encourage them to repent and instead to accept Jesus to save them from the condition in which they are in.
Absolutely. And on the same vein, we'll talk about this for a moment or two, then we'll switch gears with some other top of the news items that I believe we need to address. But I'm looking at a newsletter from Jay Sekulow with ACLJ. And Jay Sekulow says, what the school made this young girl say is so graphically disgusting that I can't even put it in print. A teacher forced a 15-year-old girl to perform a pornographic monologue in front of the whole class. Then the school officials lied to the child's mother. And worst of all, the school board banned the mother from reading to them the words her daughter was forced to say in front of the class, cutting her microphone off. The explicative-filled monologue was so sexually explicit, so obscene, that I'm not even going to quote it, Jay Sekulow says. What we're doing is filing a major lawsuit. We just filed an amended complaint against the teacher, the school, the officials, the school board, the entire school system. But it's not just the one in Las Vegas. It's happening across America. So the question, Congressman, should parents continue to allow their children, our grandkids, to be sexualized, weaponized, and recruited by the sodomite agenda in the governmentally controlled public schools? How should parents respond? What should parents do?
Dr. Youngblood, if there is any way possible at all, parents and grandparents should get your children out of public schools. Our government schools are corrupt through and through. Get your children out of them. Instead, send them to private Christian schools, homeschool, internet school, anything but these government schools. These government schools have been corrupted from the top down, all the way from Washington, D.C., with the Department of Education, the teachers' unions, which care nothing about educating children, but instead establishing benefits for the adults. They don't care about the children. It's the adults that they are fighting for. And we need to get our children out of those government-run schools. If there's any way possible, if you have any ability, if you love your child in the least bit, get them out of those government schools. And as Jay Sekulow said in that letter, it's not just happening in Las Vegas. I thought he was going to say somewhere in Virginia or maybe even Miami, Florida, or wherever. It's happening all over in these government schools. We need to get our children out of that because they are being indoctrinated to accept this perverted lifestyle, which seems to be running rampant everywhere. But it's interesting, Dr. Youngblood, when you read the history of Russia and how the communists took over and had the Bolshevik revolution in 1917, that one of the first things that the society started experiencing, the Russian society, was this perverted sexualization of children. Mm-hmm. And it's nothing new of what we're seeing here. Human nature doesn't change. And that's why human nature needs a savior. We need Jesus because we can't save ourselves. And getting your children out of those schools would be one of the best steps you can take if you love your children and your grandchildren.
Absolutely. I commend that statement. I've said many times a mother with no academic credentials can do more in teaching that child at home in 2 hours a day than the governmentally controlled public school system can do in 8 to 10 hours a day. And certainly that Christian mother, that Christian parent, that Christian family can embrace the Word of God and mold that child. I told our four boys when they were growing up, I'd rather have you grow up to be an academic dummy and love the Lord Jesus Christ than have all of the credentials academically speaking and not know Christ as Savior. That should be the focus of every parent. The scripture says in Psalms 127, I believe it's verse 3, that children are a heritage from the Lord. We need to recognize the parent's responsibility to love the child enough to take them away from, prevent them from being in the influence that's influenced today in the public school system. Congressman, hold your thought for just a moment. I believe we have Kevin on the line. Kevin, go with the question, comment, please.
Yes, this is for Congressman Hill. Thank you, sir, for being on the program. The porn industry is sodomizing 18-year-old girls, and in the state of Florida, it's on a documentary called Hot Girls Wanted, and they're flying these girls down from all over the nation down to Miami to sodomize them on porn in the porn industry. And I was wondering if there's anything you know about to raise this age up to 21 or other states that have 21 years or older for porn in the other states around the country, because these are still kids we're dealing with, you know, 18 years old, 19 years old. They're still young adults, children. And this shouldn't be so.
Well, Kevin, you raise a good point, and I'm not aware of any legislation to raise it to age 21, but it should be. I agree with you. The law might say that someone 18 years old is an adult, but anyone who has raised children, or if you think about yourself at that age, at 18, you are still a child. At 19, at 21, you don't know anything. You still are a child. Your brain continues to develop until you're 25 or 26 years old. I think that should be closer to calling someone an adult. When you're younger than that, you're confused. You're still learning. You're still trying to figure out how this world works. And they're taking advantage of these young people, these children, 18, 19-year-olds, and flying them to Florida. That should be illegal. In fact, I'm sure it is.
Absolutely.
Pornography is illegal. So this happening should be stopped. Our state attorney general, Ashley Moody, should be attacking this. The sheriffs down in Miami-Dade County, the police chief in Miami should be putting a stop to this. These people should be arrested, charged, and put away for a long time. That's the type of evil we are to hate. We are not, as Christians, supposed to embrace that and say, oh, they're our brothers and sisters. We're to love them and get them through. No, we are to hate that, to despise it, to not accept it in our sight, just like God would do.
Absolutely. Yes, I agree 100%. Also, there's another great documentary out called The Great Awakening, where they explicitly show how everything the government is doing, from the seizing of property and the taking away of all our rights and the BLM activation and all these things going on in our culture, the woke culture, the sodomite agenda, it's all a communist agenda to destroy our nation. It's all a communist agenda. And this one man, I can't remember his name, he pointed this out in the 60s. He pointed this out, and he hit it right on target, and it's just full force today. So thank you for having me on your show, Dr. Youngblood, and thanks for your program.
Thank you so much, Kevin. You're exactly right. Out of the 10 major points in Marxism, there are three that I have pulled out down through the years and have utilized to show what's happening in America. Number one is to destroy the nuclear family. Number two is to divide the nation ethnically. Number three is to dethrone God. And we see those three things working as a trilogy across America today to destroy the constitutional republic called the United States of America. I believe we have Lily on the line. Lily, go with the question or comment, please.
Thank you very much, Dr. Youngblood. Thank God for you and for the men like Congressman Hill. Thank you very much for being on the program today. And the abomination in our culture is really becoming overwhelming. We just have to thank God that he's on the throne. No one could tell us, well, years ago, things have been happening, so really nothing come overnight so far, although we'd never, ever believe that we could see the time like now. I think our condition is so serious in that we are actually bringing humanity or civilization or say humanity, bringing it to a dead end, because abortion is glorified, so we are encouraging it at our levels. And then we turn on the homosexual agenda, you know, that's a dead end we're producing. And now we turn on the kids, the young kids, we turn on them to destroy them. Oh, God, we are destroying them at all levels, in the kindergarten level right up, when we bring them into confusion about the gender, and then we do things to them, whether it's chemical operation, puberty blocking, or all that we're doing to destroy their development and to bring them into confusion. Plus, no, it's too much. Really, we can't believe that we would ever, civilization would come to this. But as I say, we look like we're working to bring humanity to a dead end. So we really know that God is actually probably standing up and looking now and saying, this is it. They're going too far. Humanity is going too far. Yes, and we know that we are courting God, removing him to action as never. We believe we are in final days when we dare to think that we make ourselves put God aside, as you say. He has been, just as you said a while ago, to dethrone God, to get rid. That has been happening and is definitely the case in those great nations like China, Russia, and other nations. God, there's no God there. And now we're really challenging God to the utmost. And my situation as it is here now, I really think that the only chance for America right now would be if we were able to unite. But our Republican is displaying such spinelessness. When we, instead of uniting to challenge the whole the fraudulent election. That's where we are now, because that's what the enemies work on. When they put the leaders, put the people, you don't remove them, you can't change them. And we see it coming. We see that it is here. And instead of the patriots or conservatives unite together to challenge that and see if we can have an election that would be fear, the people's choice. And only if we can put godly men back in office, get rid of some of these people who deny God, the presence of God, and wanted, if we could manage to put in godly men in office, in the White House, in office, and get rid of that. And we can only do it through fair elections, the people's choice.
That is exactly right. Lily, you're on target. In fact, with your comments, you make a wonderful statement in a transitional form, because that's exactly what we need to look at and talk about. Thank you so much for your call. Thank you for your stand. Thank you for your willingness to stand verbally for the rights of the Word of God, and for our standing on the truth of God's Word without bending and bowing. Thank you for your call. God bless you. Keep looking up today. Congressman Hill, we've got a question that I'm prone to ask now, especially after Lily's comments. I'm amazed to see the Republican Party and its absolute silence about the hundreds of men that are still January the 6th prisoners in prison today without having the speedy trial, without having the benefit of the evidence to be produced, because most of it has been sequestered and prevented to be shown. And as a result of that, we're finding that there's silence. And Lily touched on it, where there's a silence in relationship to the fraudulent election that took place. In fact, I'm looking at an article that says Fox News bans Judge Jeanine from Christian news show that attacked voting machines. Fox News host Judge Jeanine Pirro pulled out of a Christian commentary show, Flashpoint event, which was slated to take place in Ohio this week. The show's host, Gene Bailey, told the Western Journal that Fox News apparently made Pirro withdraw from the Flashpoint live event being held at Faith Christian Church in New Albany on Thursday and Friday. The point being, it's a three-page article. The point being that Judge Jeanine was simply going to appear on a show, and that show in history past has questioned the election and said that the election was fraudulent in 2020 and 2022. And now here's Fox News shutting off what I think, and I'd love to hear your take on it, what I think is her constitutional liberty and freedom of speech, that she said, they've said now, you can't even be on that show. What are your thoughts on that, with what we're seeing now with Fox News being a promulgator? And I've got another major article that says Fox News was forbidden to say anything about the COVID-19 vaccination or its side effects or what was happening with COVID, et cetera, because they were fearful and had been told that all of the big pharma ads would be withdrawn. And they got billions of dollars in ad money from big pharma, and therefore they would not say anything about it. So comment on that in relationship to what we see taking place with the restrictions on freedom of speech, and secondly, with what's happening with January the 6th. Should the Republicans, each candidate, should they be asked, what are we going to do about the January 6th political prisoners? What is your position on that?
Absolutely, Dr. Youngblood. There's an awful lot there that you just brought up. But if we take the first point, January 6th political prisoners who are sitting in prison right now, illegally, by the way, those were sham trials. Their defense wasn't allowed to present information showing that they were innocent. I had a good friend, a Marine, right here from Pensacola, who was sentenced to 8 months in jail. He served about 4 months, and they've recently released him to a halfway house back here in Pensacola. But he was completely innocent, and the judges there should be impeached. There was no such thing as justice to them. They were making political statements trying to hurt President Trump in what was indeed a stolen election. And the fact that Fox News will not allow Judge, what's her name, Pirro?
Judge Jeanine Pirro.
Judge Jeanine, yes, to appear at one of these events, Flashpoint. I was at the first one They came here to Pensacola. And and part of it includes Mike Lindell. And everyone knows of MyPillow that Mike Lindell has documented, he has evidence that there was tremendous amount of election fraud that took place in the 2020 election. And because of that, they try to silence him. They removed his pillows from stores, from websites. But here's the thing about Fox News, Dr. Youngblood. They are a business, just like Walmart, just like Target, just like Bud Light. They are a business, and we should boycott them. Don't watch Fox News anymore. They lost a tremendous amount of viewers when they fired Tucker Carlson. But mm-hmm. they lost me as a viewer probably about, it was when the Murdochs got in charge of Fox News, which I think was about 7 years ago or so. I haven't watched Fox News since. I refuse to watch them. I just won't. Even though recently Fox News contacted me and did an interview with me about the nonsense of the NAACP telling people to boycott Florida because Florida is racist, because we don't allow critical race theory taught in our schools. But Fox News is a business. And so if they will not let Judge Jeanine appear at one of these Flashpoint events, which are religious, patriotic events. I went to the first one here, and that's all they are. If they will not, and she's an employee of Fox News. So as an employee, Fox News has the right to say that you're not going to do that because they pay her paycheck. They own her. And so she has no choice if she wants to continue working there is to not appear. But we have a choice as consumers of their product, and that is don't watch their news. So I would encourage all your listeners, Dr. Youngblood, to not only boycott Target and Bud Light and Kohl's and all the rest of them that promote this LGBTQ nonsense, also boycott those who will not allow our free religious expression and who are not patriotic and love this nation. Boycott them, turn them off, and then we'll see how they respond.
Absolutely. In fact, the article speaking about the big pharma revenue coming into Fox said that Fox's advertising revenue, listen to this, that the advertising revenue coming into Fox made up 75% from big pharma, 75%. Congressman, we've just got a couple of minutes left on the broadcast. There's been some comments, and I've read several articles on it, where the Democratic Party is now talking behind the scenes about how can we get rid of Joe Biden. And one of the statements, one of the articles I read said that behind the scenes, some of the movers and shakers with the Democratic Party talking about even having Barack Hussein Obama step in Joe Biden's place and retire him because of his cognitive disabilities. What are your thoughts? Where is this headed? Do you think Joe Biden will be the real candidate come November 2024? I've said for a couple of years that I don't think he will. What are your thoughts? Got about 45 seconds.
No, I don't think he will, Dr. Youngblood. And for those who are saying, let Obama step in his place, Obama is already there.
That's
Biden's
right.
Not making decisions for this nation. It's being done by Obama, who's being controlled by the Council of Foreign Relations and the World Health Organization and United Nations. The globalists are making the calls right now. Biden is not. No, I don't think he is going to make it towards the nomination. They will have someone else instead, but believe you me, whoever the Democrats put forward is not going to be good. It could be Gavin Newsom or some other kook, but the Democrats always seem to push forward somebody who does not have the best interest of the United States in mind.
Spoken very clearly. Congressman Hill, thank you for joining us today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-2.